kind of balance
you're
out.
You're not Will Chamberlain. You're not that tall.
Nah, I'm not that tall.
How did you end up here? I mean, what was the recruiting process?
When Coach Ferentz and all the other coaches were talking to me, I felt like they really wanted me to be here. It was a good fit for me. The environment, Iowa City is a great city. They pulled me in as like a family member. And I just like the feel of the coaches and how they coach and how they take every player and bring them in. It really doesn't matter like what position you play, how many stars you had. It all depends on like your work ethic. And I feel that they just brought me in as a family member. So
at what point did they come down and start talking to you during your high school career?
I say during my junior season, I had got some letters or whatever. My linebacker coach in high school, he told me about Iowa, and I basically liked everything that I saw. Their defense, Coach Ferentz is a tremendous coach, so that kind of helped me with my decision.
Growing up then, are you a fan of some college or college? Kind of in a area of a lot of them, though.
Yeah, growing up, I really didn't pay much attention to Iowa, but as I got older, got to my high school career, I kind of started to see how the defense worked and pretty much thought that I'd be able to play for them one day.
Do you know kind of the history of the linebackers that have come out of Iowa that they kind of put in the NFL? And you're kind of, seems like you might be next in that line of kind of a young linebacker growing.
Yeah, like you said, I'm just a young linebacker growing. I really haven't been focusing on NFL right now because I still have a lot to do in college. I'm only a sophomore, so I still have a lot to improve on. So I'm just trying to improve on my college game before thinking about the NFL right now.
How much did you weigh when you came here? I'm sorry.
195.
195, so yeah. You weren't even 200.
Nah.
Where did you think when you made that jump? I mean, linebacker's a 230-pound guy, usually, right?
I knew I was a lighter guy, so Coach Doyle, he already told me basically what it is that I need to do. But that really didn't, like knock me down or whatever. I just knew I had to work even harder to play linebacker, especially since I'm light. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made me more confident.
But you jumped in last year without taking the red shirt to build that body. How did that work out? How did you end up playing last year?
Basically, Coach, he always talk about the next man in. You never know when you're going to be called. So I just made sure that I was really focused and ready to help the team out when they're in need. So basically, Coach just told me, hey, we need you right now, so you got to jump in there. I don't care about your weight or nothing like that. You just got to go play because we need you. So.
But selfishly, was that a hard decision for you to make?
It really wasn't a hard decision. It's
players
everything. Yeah, everything is a learning experience, and everything is done for a reason. So I feel that I was the next man in. So apparently, they see something in me for me to go in the game.
Right.
So I feel that it was a good decision, though.
Did you feel like that you were ready to play linebacker last year?
I was ready. I didn't know everything. I'm going to just be completely honest. I didn't know everything about linebacker. I was still learning, looking at the older players. But, hey, when you in there, you got to do everything you can do. There's no time to think. Just go out there and react to everything.
Have you heard from Mike Jones lately?
I keep up with him from time to time.
Anybody else from LeBron, Daniel?
Basically, he keep me encouraged, telling me everything I need to do, the kind of mindset I need to have when I'm approaching games. So.